Our first lesson today is from Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Give to the Lord, O ye sons of the gods, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the honor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is with power. The voice of the Lord is with honor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, and the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. And he makes them to skip as a calf, Lebanon and Sirion as the son of unicorns. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. The voice of the Lord makes the wilderness travail. The Lord makes the wilderness of Kadesh travail. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to travail and makes bare the forests. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. At the flood, the Lord sits, and the Lord sits a king to eternity. The Lord gives strength to his people, and the Lord blesses his people with peace. Second lesson from the Gospel according to Matthew, portion of chapter 11. At that time, Jesus answering said, I profess thee, Father, Lord of the heaven and of the earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and hast revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for so it was for good pleasure before thee. All things are delivered up to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, neither knows anyone the Father except the Son, and he to whoever the Son intends to reveal him. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Our final reading is from the book Heaven and Hell, a portion of number 288. The peace of heaven is the divine inmostly affecting with blessedness the good itself with angels. But peace in the heavens differs in quality and quantity in agreement with the innocence of those who are there, since innocence and peace walk hand in hand. For every good of heaven is from peace, since innocence and peace are like good and its delight. Good is felt by means of delight, and delight is known from its good. That innocence and peace are together like good and its delight can be seen in children who, because they are in peace, are in their whole nature full of play. Yet the peace experienced by little children is external peace. Internal peace, like internal innocence, is possible only in wisdom, and therefore only in the conjunction of good and truth, since wisdom is from that conjunction. Heavenly or angelic peace is also possible with men who are in wisdom from the conjunction of good and truth, and who in consequence have a sense of contentment in God. Nevertheless, while they live in the world, this peace lies hidden in their interiors, but it is revealed when they leave the body and enter heaven, for their interiors are then opened. Amen. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Today, we heard a little bit about peace from the Word. And our story from Matthew, the Lord is talking about peace, although it isn't always clear to hear. So listen to this again from Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. And at that time, Jesus answering said, I profess thee, Father, Lord of the heaven and of the earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and hast revealed them to infants. And at the end, verse 29, or 28, 29, and 30, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the Lord is saying, simply and clearly, that if you take his yoke upon you, it will not be so difficult. That's the clear, obvious teaching. But what is his yoke? And why does that relate to peace? A yoke on an ox is a heavy piece of wood. And it is something that a slave or a work animal might wear. And the Lord is saying, you're going to have to choose to put on a yoke. Not necessarily a pleasant thought, since we like to be free. But the Lord is saying that if you make this choice, the work will not be difficult. But you have to make this choice. Listen to what the Lord is saying when you know just a little bit about the internal sense of the word. So Jesus answering said, I profess thee, Father, Lord of the heaven and of the earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and has revealed them to infants. So this message that you need to choose to put on an oak, and it looks difficult, but it will be easy, is hidden from those who think of themselves as intelligent and wise. Only infants know it. Because infants represent innocence. We learn in Heaven and Hell that peace comes from innocence, like delight comes from good. So think of it this way. Innocence is being willing to obey and follow. You can see this in little children. Little children love to follow their parents. If the parent leaves into another room, a baby will cry or crawl to find their parent. They love to follow, and it's what they do naturally. And when the child gets to follow their parent, they're at peace. Because peace is when innocence lives. But that's with just babies. With the wise, the truly wise, the angels, they have innocence because they have chosen to follow the Lord. By choosing to put on that yoke, they have given up ruling their lives by themselves. And when they experience that innocence, it is felt like peace. So peace is a feeling. It's the feeling of innocence. So listen to this from Heaven and Hell. Divine peace is in the Lord, and it comes into existence from the union of the divine itself and the divine human in him. The divine itself and the divine human in him. This is what the Lord was talking about when he was on earth, when he said, all things are delivered up to me by my Father. So the Lord, Jesus Christ, on earth, is the Word. He is the Word. It's a letter written to you from the Lord. And the Father that he's talking about is his love for you, like a father to his children. So what he's saying to you is, if you want to be my children, the children of the Lord, to see him as his, as our Father, turn to his word. And it's through his word that you will see the Lord as your Father. And that's how we can experience innocence, by turning to the word. So think again about that big yoke from an ox. It's heavy. It looks difficult. It's not something that most of us would choose. Ox, when they pull heavy plows and thick ropes and heavy yokes, are working hard. They're sweating. They get tired and hungry. And if they pull too much, they can even die. It's tough work, being an ox tied to a yoke. And when the Lord says, take my yoke upon me, or upon you, it looks like it's going to be that hard for us too. Because we think, we can't be that innocent. Can we truly return to the innocence of childhood? Be willing to just let go of the things that are ours and truly follow the Lord? It is hidden from the wise and intelligent and only revealed to infants. Life has a lot of difficult things in it. Homework can be difficult. Work can be difficult. Life can be difficult. But what the Lord is saying is that the most difficult part of any of those things, on a simple natural level, is beginning. The most difficult part about getting to heaven is choosing to follow the Lord. But once you're there, in heaven, the work's easy. The burden is light. So imagine you have a really difficult task in front of you, something you've been dreading. As an analogy, like homework or your job, you have to wake up early and get some work done. You're dreading it all day, thinking about how horrible this is going to be. And you may even keep putting it off day upon day, as this work piles up and you know you have to do it. And then you begin the work itself, and suddenly it's not so hard. By taking that first step, the second step comes easily. And that's what the Lord's telling us. Only it's not about our jobs or homework or school, but about our spiritual lives. The Ten Commandments are the clearest word from the Lord's word telling us what we need to do. Shun evils as sins, and particular evils. And if we look at the Ten Commandments, we might think, how will I ever keep all those commandments? If we look at our lives and are honest and examine ourselves, we will see that we do not measure up. We do not measure up to the ideal that the Lord has set. But that's okay. The Lord is not telling us that we have to be perfect. The Lord is merely telling us that we have to try. Take one evil that is in your life, reflect on that, and choose to follow the Lord on that one evil. That's what it means to take the burden of the yoke upon you and learn from the Lord. He is teaching us that by obeying just one commandment, it means we're following the Lord. For example, if in your life you tell lies, sometimes to your friends or to your family or to your parents, and you're often mean to your friends and your parents, The Lord is saying, just pick one. You shouldn't be mean and you shouldn't lie. But for now, just pick one. Because when you turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to not lie, or help me to be nicer to my friends, you have turned to the Lord. Regardless of whatever else is going on in your life, however difficult life may seem, or how hard being good may appear, everything else falls away because you have turned to the Lord. And that is all he asks. It looks difficult. But once we have chosen to follow the Lord, the burden is light and the yoke is easy. Amen.